Flamingo at Pecos.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The House Oversight Committee is continuing its hearing with two, count them, two whistleblowers, current IRS agents. Pete Sessions, a Republican from Texas, is just beginning his questioning. He is a Republican and he's a conservative. Let's go there live. The House Oversight Committee, here it is.
Enforcing the laws fairly on regular citizens is also seeking the chance to shield those well-connected to the President of the United States from consequences of illegal behavior in direct opposition to our nation's founding principles. We've established that. I think that's pretty clear what you've said today. But I have a question for both of you, because I believe today's hearing goes beyond that, and that is that there are strong whistleblower protections under 5 CUSC Section 2302, the Whistleblower Protection Act, that afford you and any other person who works in this government the protection from retaliation after making a legally protected disclosure. In doing your job, you felt like there was something wrong, you said something about it, and you filed for whistleblower status because you believed that something was being held against you. In fact, both of you had made several legally protected disclosures during this time for the record. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is correct.
So after making this disclosure to the committee, did the IRS comply with the statutorily required whistleblower protections? How were you treated in this endeavor?
So I'll start. So since I made these protected disclosures, they're legally protected, the IRS has chosen to retaliate against me in multiple ways. Even now, there's major case initiatives that actually Special Agent Ziegler started as well, that are now being put on the back burner and just being slow walked. Again, there's my immediate supervisor and two levels above them haven't spoken to me since June 1st of 2023. Even though I'm sending them emails and trying to conduct my business on a daily basis, they literally have not spoken to me.
Would that be normal?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're running undercover.
And that, by the way, is Gary Shapley, a current IRS agent, and Joseph Ziegler, the other whistleblower.
Really cuts off communication like that. It increases the chance of some officer safety type issue when we can't communicate that those type of issues with senior leadership and we have no support from them.
Absolutely, Mr. Ziegler.
To be completely honest with you, this is going to make me a little bit emotional, but like,
and I'm sorry because I know this is personal. You spoke about that in your opening statement.
Never have I thought that it's essentially like being left out on an island, and I don't know if that's done purposefully, but I essentially made disclosures up to the commissioner of the IRS. I said what happened, and the response I got a few days later was, I may have broken the law, and don't ever do this again. Your emails need to go through your leadership. So to have that come to me was chilling. It was, I can't even put words to it. But what I can say is there are some people within my agency, some people in leadership that have been a person that I can go to for support, but the vast majority of it has just, it's the impact on the person, it's awful.
Well, retaliation is many times seen by people who know it when they see it. And that is why the law exists. And I want both of you to know, as chairman of Government Operations Subcommittee for this committee, Government Reform and Oversight, Government Accountability, I will be coming to the IRS, and I will be going to other agencies specifically about their retaliation under the law within their agencies that we should take as a committee, a whole committee and a subcommittee, very seriously, because this could be a number of matters that are taking place where people have chilling impact against the laws of the United States of America. Gentlemen, I've been taking notes. I want to thank you for being here today. Mr. Chairman, thank you. I yield back my time.
Pete Sessions of Texas saying he's going to follow up with the IRS and other agencies about retaliation for whistleblowers. That is just unseemly, and it is it's horrible. It's terrible, and it's got to stop. And the only people that can stop it are the Republicans. The Democrats aren't going to stop it. You know they're not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Well, we see some slow flows there on Interstate 515 northbound. That's mainly between Galleria and Russell. Those lane restrictions are part of the problem as you try to squeeze through there. The traffic cam see a little bit of congestions on both sides of that Dropicana construction area as well. That's northbound 15 at Sunset as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium. Also southbound 15 at Flamingo. You're still backed up on Craig there at Berg Street. An accident there earlier. Also accidents Sunrise at Eastern. That's a hit and run. Charleston at Rancho. And Flamingo at the Tuscany.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers pounded the Orioles 10-3 on Tuesday. Jason Hayward hit a three-run homer during a five-run second. Michael Grove won his second outing in a row for the NL West leading Dodgers, who won for the eighth time in their last nine. The Angels beat the Yankees 5-1. Shohei Ohtani with an RBI triple. The Angels have won 3 of 4 after a six-game slide. The Giants doubled up the Reds 4-2 in 10 innings. Casey Schmidt drew a bases-loaded walk that forced in the go-ahead run in a three-run seventh. The Giants also beat the Reds 11-10 in the completion of a suspended game. San Francisco with wins in 7 straight. The Padres beat the Blue Jays 9-1. Joe Musgrove won his 8th straight. The A's shut out the Red Sox 3-0 to snap any game losing skid. 5 pitchers combined on the shutout. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's always good to have a good friend on the show. So it is with Daniel Garza, the president of the Libre Initiative, who joins us on the line. Daniel, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on, man.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always good to be on. Appreciate you so much.
I saw a thing on whitehouse.gov. This is the official White House government mouthpiece, and they put all kinds of stuff out on the internet. This one is entitled, Bidenomics is Delivering for Latinos. The president's plan grows the economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Is that true? Because that doesn't comport with what I hear from my Latino friends. It's not working for them.
Yeah, that's not what I'm hearing from my Latino friends either, or my Latino family. Since Biden took office, Kevin, inflation has increased by about 16%. If inflation slowed to zero through the rest of Biden's presidency, that would still be the largest increase for any four-year presidential term since the 1980s. And that's a fact that somehow Biden's press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, fails to mention.
I want to ask you about support in the Latino community for Democrats. We heard prior to the 22 midterm elections that Latinos were essentially running, not walking away from the Democrats. Is that what happened in the midterms in 2022? And is it continuing to this day?
Yeah, you're seeing that happen from coast to coast, from Florida to Texas to Colorado to states that, especially in the southern area, where there's been a lot of investment, I think, by the Republican Party in reaching out, where there's been a lot of messaging done to the Latino community. And look, the fact is, it's not just messaging from one party to the other. It's what they're seeing right now. You know, you talk about Bidenomics, productivity is down. That's a fact. Subsidies for non-work, there's tepid GDP growth now for 2 years at 1%. Wages for everybody are underwater when compared to inflation. The crime in the urban areas, border is out of control. The war on energy really impacts Latinos. 20% of all energy jobs are taken by Latinos. There's 200,000 Latinos dependent on energy jobs just in Texas. And this administration just seems to be at war with energy for some reason. So, of course, and then the attacks on parental rights, just pathetic.
A lot of people have heard us refer to the Libre Initiative, but we don't often explain what it does, what it is designed to do, and the mission statement of this great organization. Can you talk, and I'll give you as much time as you want, as to what the Libre Initiative is and what does it do?
I appreciate that, Kevin. Thank you so much. Look, the Libre Initiative really is about advancing an agenda that restrains the federal government. It really is about reversing the centralization of so much power and money and control in the hands of D.C. politicians, and, you know, mobilizing the Latino community around that concept of a government that governs least governs best, as has been said by our forefathers. And it continues to be the case. Look, I mean, what we're seeing nowadays this administration believes that the government has the answer to everything, that government knows best. And it is causing a lot of pain across the country. So we just feel that it's so important to engage and mobilize Latinos around these issues. And what are the policies that are generating prosperity? And what, and an honest conversation about the policies that are generating poverty and dependence on government. Again, just moving away from the from government being the answer to every policy decision.
Tell me what the issues are going to be for Hispanics in the 2024 election, not just the presidential election, but right here in Nevada.
The economy, education, health care is going to be important. I mean, this thing with inflation and now interest rates. I mean, Kevin, let's remember that the economy shrank in the first two quarters of 2022. And at mid-year, consumer prices were rising at a rate of more than 9%. It truly was the return of a Carter-like stagflation that we were seeing. This, of course, resulted in this real sharp tightening of monetary policy by the Federal Reserve. And it made credit, like home loans and every other kind of loan, much more expensive for people. And this resulted, of course, in inflation coming down. But that's the irony of it all, that Biden now takes credit for bringing down inflation when everyone knows that it was the Fed's 18 months of interest rate hikes that has brought it down. And the thing is, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage or any other kind of loan right now, you are paying a high, high price for it. Again, these are the sort of policies that are impacting everyday Latinos across the country and everyday Americans. And they are, I think they have inflation fatigue. And so, you know, these presidential economic policies has a real effect in the short term, but it's also the structural condition of the economy that is at play here that a lot of people don't like. And it's why Biden has such a low favorability rating with Latinos right now.
Again, Daniel Garza joining us. He is the grand poobah at the Libre Initiative. and you live and work in McAllen, do you not? McAllen, Texas?
Correct. Yes, I do.
And I must tell you, I was so impressed. Americans for Prosperity brought a bunch of us down, and we went to the border, and we went to the Border Patrol, and we went to Catholic Charities. It was an amazing, amazing trip. McAllen is kind of like ground zero for the problems that we're having with our borders. I mean, am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. This is one of the bottlenecks for a lot of migrants come through the McAllen area first. The federal government actually funnels a lot of them through here. The cartels are really strong on the other side in Reynosa and Matamoros, and the other side of Brownsville and McAllen. And so you just see tremendous amount of traffic that is coming through here. And it's not just, you know, the Mexicans, you know, from Mexico. It's, of course, Central Americans. It's now Haitians. It's Africans.
Chinese.
From South America, just Chinese now, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of them, of course, are on the terrorist watch list. This is a threat to America and a threat to folks from McAllen.
Is it getting any better? I mean, we don't see it in the news every day the way we used to prior to, you know, some of the changes that we've had in the federal government policy. Is it getting any better?
It's reduced a bit, Kevin. You know, what's interesting is that Title 42 was in effect, and what Title 42 was immediate expulsion of folks, you know, who were trying to claim asylum because they had a weak case. And what would happen is there was no consequence for anybody trying re-entry into the country after being deported. We are now back to normal where there is a penalty or a consequence for illegal re-entry into the country once you're deported, where you will be prohibited from re-entry into legally for 10 years into America. I think that has caused a lot of people not to step back. And I think a lot of people didn't know that under Title 42, there was no consequence for illegal re-entry, but there is now. And I think that's what's keeping a lot of people from coming back.
Looking ahead to 2024, Libre Initiative, by your charter, what can you do? Can you support candidates? Can you support causes? What exactly can the Libre Initiative do in an election cycle like we have coming up?
So we have a pact called Libre Action that we operate under. It's a separate entity, and that is where a lot of hundreds and thousands of volunteers are mobilized in support of candidates that we have that we will endorse, like we did in the last election cycle. We will probably be involved in the presidential primary at some point. Not yet. It's probably going to be after the debates, a couple of debates first. We're going to be involved in a lot of congressional races, some Senate races, probably in two congressional races that I can think of in Nevada, in the Las Vegas area. We will be very active. And then across the country, you're going to see Libre activists, volunteers, and staff very much visiting fellow Latinos in their homes, making phone calls, sending digital ads, mailers. We need to get the word out to Latinos who are aligned on the issues that we care about to get out, to vote, get involved, make a difference in this country, and make sure that we don't continue to suffer these same economic consequences that we're under right now.
Daniel, if people want to reach out, if they want to find out more about what you're doing at the Libre Initiative, where do they go?
They can go to www.belibre.org, BELIBRE.org. They can visit us on Facebook, the Libre Initiative, on Twitter, Libre Initiative. And they can get a hold of our folks who also operate with bricks and mortar offices in 14 states across the country as well, Kevin.
This is going to be an incredibly important election. I'm glad you folks at Libre Action are going to be a part of it. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Say hello to our friends down in McAllen, and when next time you're up in Vegas, stop by. We'll have some fun.
I would love that. Yeah, be there in person and shake the hand of a good man.
There you go. Thank you, my friend. You have a great rest of your day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Daniel Garza, the president of the Libre Initiative, countering what the Biden administration is saying, that, oh, no, Bidenomics is great for Hispanics, for Latinos. Oh, it's wonderful. And Daniel Garza speaks for a lot of Latinos, and he says that's just not the case. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, we're moving to Morning Drive beginning next Monday. I hope you'll be with us 6 to 9 a.m. Show's going to be the same. The guests are going to be the same. We're going to take phone calls. We're going to have some fun, give you your first opportunity of the day to comment of the news of the day. We'll be doing all of that and a whole lot more right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
If you're 55 or older and haven't fixed your missing or failing teeth because of cost or fear, or were told you're not a candidate for dental implants, you've been misinformed about your options. Call or text 702-24-DREAM today, and we'll send you a free guide that gives you the facts. No sales pitch, no pressure, just information to make an informed decision. That's 702-24-DREAM. Call or text today.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, I just love it. Jason Aldean, who's been in the news, I think, didn't he interrupt a concert because of heat stroke or something like that?
Yeah, he was a little dehydrated.
Gentleman Jim, he's in the news on another front, and this is kind of weird. What is it?
Well, he's got a new song out. It's called Try That in a Small Town. And basically what this video is about, it depicts the footage, the actual footage of the Black Lives Matter riots in 2020 around the country in wake of the George Floyd death in Minneapolis, and people, you know, spitting and attacking police and convenience stores being ransacked and that sort of thing. And believe it or not, Country Music Television, CMT, they banned it. It's bizarre. So what we wanted to do is play the song for you and see what you think of this and see if...
You be the judge.
Yeah. All right, so here it is, Jason Aldean. Try That in a Small Town.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. crowded in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They said